May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. This is a real familiar passage that we've been quoting a lot. One of those refrigerator verses, you know, that you have on a magnet that you probably have in your refrigerator. This is, I'll start in verse 19 of Galatians 2. For through the law, I died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. Now understand the connection there. What did the law do? Paul said it sentenced him to death. And his death was carried out in the crucifixion of Christ, because he was crucified with Christ. The law can't bring life, but it does expose our guilt and condemns us. The wages of sin is death. So through the law, Paul said, I died to the law that I might live to God. In other words, I could never live under the law anyway, and the law is the one that killed me because it condemned me. So I went to the place of execution in the person of Christ. But because of that, and now I'm alive, I'm not having to live to the law anymore because that person under the law died. I can now live to God instead of human effort doing the best they can to keep all the outward rules. And he goes on and sort of expands this. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, it's no longer I. It's not the guy who was under the law who lives. But Christ is actively, present tense, vividly, that's the language here, living in me right now. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This is just a little addition to this scripture. We've talked about the fact that the King James Version, which is the most accurate translation for this particular verse, that's not always true about the King James. It may be the most beautiful language, but it's not always the most accurate. But here it's the most accurate because it says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live what Paul's saying in my humanity and in the circumstances that make up my daily life, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not faith in the Son of God, but I live by the faith of the Son of God. But that's not even really accurately, it's even better than that. I thought about this last night. I thought, I bet I'm going to jump in there and see what this really says. The blessing and the curse of being a teacher is that you get to discover all these things. The curse is that your mind never stops, so you're just obsessed. But the language here, that little preposition again, it's in. And the way it should be written is, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in the faith, not by the faith, but in the faith of the Son of God. You go, what's the difference? Because that one carries just this idea of rest. The whole point, the idea of abiding. I live in the faith, in union with the very faith of Jesus. I'm in Christ. So it's not like I'm like going, okay, I'm going to live by your faith, so somehow I gotta say it the right way, do the right formula, so I can pull out your faith, because I'm gonna live by your faith. No, I'm in Christ, and therefore I live in the faith of Christ. I've already got his faith, because I'm in Christ. So I just need to rest in it. Regardless of whether or not you think you can have victory over that particular area in your life, he knows he's already conquered it. And that's the person you're in union with. That's the truth that sets you free. And we just rest in that. We don't work it up. We don't try to make it happen. We rest in that. Hebrews. Three. See, this will help you understand it, not be quite so mystical. Because Jesus lived the same way in relationship to his Father. He was in the Father, the Father was in him. And we've heard quoted all the time that Jesus only did those things he saw the Father doing. And he only said those things he heard the Father saying, but he was in union with the Father, and so that wasn't very complicated. He just bore witness, it says, of what he saw and heard. What the Father believed, that's what Jesus bore witness of. What the Father showed him, that's what he bore witness of. The Father's perspective of this reality, that's what Jesus said is true. It says he did nothing on his own initiative. So, and he did nothing on his own initiative. His idea about this, apart from the Father, was irrelevant. He had laid that down. He was abiding in the Father. He was living in the faith of the Father. He was manifesting what the Father saw, what the Father believed about a situation. And he bore witness of it. This is Hebrews chapter 4. Therefore, let us fear, lest while a promise remains of entering his rest, not your rest, his rest, any one of you should seem to come short of it. For indeed, we've had good news preached to us, the gospel, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith. That's the word union in those who heard. For we who have believed, Christians, enter that rest, his rest, just as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished before the foundation of the world. That's different. That's awesome. We don't have time. And he has thus said somewhere concerning the Sabbath day, and God rested on the seventh day from all of his works. And again, this passage, they shall not enter my rest. And if you go through there, more in the chapter, he talks about laboring to enter into his rest. That's what it means to live in the rest of God, the rest of Christ, to live in his rest, to live in the faith of Jesus. He's not panicky about this. Whatever situation you're in, Jesus is not worried. He's not anxious. He's not panicky. He's not wigging out. He's not frustrated. He's not scared. And that's the rest of Christ. That's to enter into his rest. That's to, because we live in his faith, we get to experience his emotions. That's the fruit of the Spirit. The life which we live in the faith of the Son of God. We live in the faith of the Son of God. So just rest in it and bear witness of what you see and hear he says and thinks about this. It's irrelevant what your experience has been and what your diseased emotions might be saying to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.